We love hip hop. Right.
Yeah, yo, brother, honestly, I gotta say to you first and foremost that I'm laying on the platform for you just like that. You know what I'm saying? The real, not with the real. Mm. The certified. The authentic. You know what I'm saying? Like, no capturing, none of that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, trying to, like, use people's names to jumpstart, you know, their career and shit. None of that shit. We're keeping it real over here. You know what I'm saying? So, like, if you don't know whenever you're ready, dog, let me know what's up. You know what I'm saying? Let me know the procedure. And let's get it popping, real talk. No, no wasting no time right now.
Listen, fam, we do it just, we're natural with it, man. We do a rolling start with it. So I'm going to just introduce you quick, fast for the people who are going to be taking this in on YouTube, as well as the people in the listening audience that are going to be listening to this later. On the phone right here, I have a gentleman who has been, and with all due respect, I'm going to use the word infamous in our Toronto scene. From back in the early 2000s, you know, he was out there putting out music, and his story has been a really, really intriguing story to the scene. And there's been documentary pieces made out about him. Myself, I made a documentary, and from the things that have happened in his story, you know, I've been able to get a conversation going on with him right now. So with no further ado, we have El Presidente, a.k.a. Mark Moore, in the building.
Hey, hold on. Slow down. You see all this bullshit? That's another thing, too. Who's El Presidente? Like, yo, whatever, like, did El Presidente ever come into effect with my name? I was never ever El Presidente. So, like, you look at my CD, look at my name, look at my actual name, you see my name, who I am. Presidente, that's it. Just El shit, like, yo, take that off, man. Just Presidente. I'm saying, on the podcast, just _ Presidente at YouTube.com. That's where it is. You know what I'm saying? Find me over there. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So, yeah. So listen, man.
Just scratch that shit.
Okay, well, we'll be continuing, and I'm going to change the title on my video to Prezi instead of El Presidente. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, El Presidente. Who's El Presidente? Everybody has said, she's been like, yo, El Presidente. I'm like, yo, what? Like, you're going to say it, dog, say it right. Or some people say, yo, Presidente. I'm like, Presidente? Who's Presidente? That was run up.
It's like, broken telephone, bro. Like,
it's crazy.
That's called LB, broken, like, telephone, fam. You know what I'm saying? Once people hear the name, and then somebody else tells the story to somebody else, then it's like, then the name starts getting lost, and then it becomes a game of broken telephone, bro.
Yeah, because they don't know me. And these people want to say those names, they're saying these L's and these dicks. They don't really know me like that. But you know, you can get the chance to know me right now, brother, real tough.
Facts. So, can I? Do we have some time to go a little bit back into your backstory a little bit too?
Into my whole story?
Your backstory, like you growing up and stuff. Do we have enough time right now?
Yo, brother. Honestly, growing up, I'm not on recording on like that, am I? Or what?
Well, I'm recording, pre-recording, but we're not live. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So like, you grew up in jungle from.
I grew up in jungle.
So what was that like growing up?
So jungle is where I grew up, right? So predominantly it's like the intersections like Dufferin and Lawrence, or like Lawrence and Bathurst, or some may say Rainey and Dufferin, or some may say, like, there's so much like different intersections to get to the hood, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, I'm from jungle. Front page, Replin. So we call it front page. Replin is the front of jungle. It's called a front page. It's like where Replin is, where the community center is.
Mm-hmm.
Like 10 Medellin Lane, right there and there. Apartment 204 is where I was raised up. My mom, my broskies, my pops, and all of us raised up. And honestly, I grew up in a stable home, bro. Like, we used to play, we were ordinary kids in the hood that, like, played basketball, like, you know, on the cart rings that were connected to, like, the pole and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, playing ball on there. We're all going to church every Sundays. You know, me personally, I used to go to, like, martial arts. Mom had me in martial arts.
Okay.
And, like, I had to make sure I went to school. Right, so I had to go to schools, and schools playing ball and shit like that. I used to go to Pennsylvania. Mr. Carter was one of my principals. He was also one of my coaches, and he used to play for the Toronto Argonauts, Lawrence Heights Middle School. So, like, you know, and even when I was younger, I used to play hockey and shit. You know, people don't even know, I used to play hockey. Mom had me in hockey.
Damn.
You know, like, it was crazy because, like, one of, like, a retired officer, they used to be, like, part of the police, Toronto Police, 32 Division, was our coach. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So we were called 32 Blues, right, back in the days. We played our championship game on Maple Leaf, and Maple Leaf Gardens on the ice right there.
Oh, sick.
So dig it up, B. You know what I'm saying? Flemington Public School, Lawrence Heights Middle School, Bassett Heights. You know what I'm saying? You don't know like me. That's the little squad schools I went to. Anyhow, but yeah, growing up, it was good. Like, mommy made sure we had a folding table. We're well-dressed all the time. You know, we're well-educated. We're doing a thing, right? But then, you know, all shit goes sometimes in the hood, man. Sometimes, like I went to Scott Mission Camp. I learned how to, like, canoe.
Mm-hmm.
Learned how to swim. I learned how to do archery. I learned how to, like, survive in the wilderness. Like in the wilderness, like, it was crazy because, like, we used to like play at these games, like these like hunting games in the wilderness, like sometimes at late night. So you know, this is the wilderness. It's like Timbuktu, like back out north somewhere. Where was it again? Somewhere like it was out there, like something in the bushes from our jungle, right?
Yeah.
Mom had us in Scott Mission Camp, you know. So like growing up, I was well stable, and I had a lot of opportunities, a lot of choices, a lot of moves to make. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it's unfortunate that sometimes you know you make the wrong decisions, like. Honestly, I honestly pictured myself as you know the character, you know, my boy Juice, like my boy that was playing that
Q.
I was playing on ball and playing on the DJ set.
Q.
You know what I'm saying? Then he had
Q.
Yeah, Q. Yeah, Q. You know what I'm saying? So I was like Q, and like I had all the boys around me, and they were like, oh, my boys, those are like, I was trying to do the right thing. But I just had my homies around me. I was coming up and pulling up and my ball games and pulling up, you know what I'm saying? That, you know, they're all pulling up. So like, and them homies were already like doing like how I was doing like that, right? Like, well, I had the talent like that. I was actually doing it, you know what I'm saying?
How was the area like, around those times? Was it like, was jungle, so, you know, jungle? Like, it was it like, did it have the reputation already, or was it like relatively a nice area at them times?
No. Jungle, because back then, like, jungle had its reputation, like, even like stronger than it is today. Like, jungle had its reputation of like, you know, gangbang and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, so back then, it was like, you know, it was a circuit of red. You know what I'm saying? It's like predominantly all bloods. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's so like, and sorry to interrupt like, you. That's like the early '90s, late '80s times.
Yeah, like early '90s, late '80s times. Like going on to like just before the 2000s. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Just before the 2000s, all the way from the '80s just for the 2000s, like predominantly all blood, right?
Mm.
So it's just all blood, and it's just like. Like I see a lot of my friends that are around me too are all like blood, right? And they did their thing, whatever, right? And I ain't trying to speak on what anybody did, but you know what I'm saying? Like, and I was around them too. I was playing ball, I was doing this, doing that. You know what I'm saying? I kept the handkerchief on the right side to myself, right? But like, I still like involved in school. I'm still doing this. I'm still doing that. I'm still doing that. And it's like, you know, if you came to the area and you're wearing blue, it'd be a problem for you. You know what I'm saying? So like, and that's how it was back in the days.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But today and today's age, it's all different. Like, and no one's really watching that nowadays. It's all about money, trying to break bread and get money, you know what I'm saying? And live comfortably with the family, you know, and live good, you know what I'm saying?
Well, so, there's definitely, yeah. It definitely, some changes have happened over the years, but a lot hasn't changed. But one thing also with your childhood, and I'm going based on a lot of the stuff that my research I went through to doing the documentary. When you're a teenager or like getting into your late teens, you had a wild like incident that happened. You went to an apartment building in the West End, all still in the West End, and you got shot in the face. Can you tell me about that?
I said back in like 2001.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like back in, so we're going back to like 2001 when like they've seen it, and then CLE youths weren't even alive back then, I don't think they're even born back then, them CLE youths still talking about that face shot shit and all that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Trying to use my name for their club to jumpstart my career and all that nonsense. You know what I'm saying? So like back in 2001, and you know, when I got hit up with the K5 shots, some may think I just got hit in the face. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I was 17 years old, and that was a wild experience. I walked on like straight up. It was crazy, and it's like, I got hit up on the Western Road, going to Western Road, Twin Towers, and honestly, I could see to you, like, real talk, like, them boys in Western Road, I had no issues with them, like, certified these, like, scenes. So like, you know, I'm from jungle, originally from jungle, I moved to Western Road.
Yes.
You know, when I was in jungle, so like, this didn't happen where I got arrested, so I went to prison for a little bit. You know, it's when in my early teens, I went to prison for a little bit, like youth prison. I came out, my mom moved to Western Road. So when I came out, I moved to Western Road and I was there. So I had no choice, right? So it's not like, I'm not from Western Road. I'm certifiedly born, raised jungleist.
And you're new in the area.
So like, see, I'm new in the area, right? So I'm new in the area. But it's crazy because this area right here, so I'm like 17, 18 years old. This area right here is Crip, right? And it's like, remember, my area is blood. So back then, that Crip and blood stuff was kind of popping. somewhat like certain areas had were cool, mm-hmm. right? So like, I feel like I was cool like them niggas over there in Western, and I feel like I had like the pro-social abilities to like make my way in to like be respectful towards them and their gang, you know what I'm saying? So like, I did that and I was good. And I was living there comfortably. There's no issue with me and them, you know what I'm saying? But sorry, these, I don't know what happened, but I know what happened, but I ain't gonna say too much, but all I know is that some slime shit went down behind my back where someone did some slime shit and used my colors, you know, like put on red rags, did some slime shit, and used my colors when I wasn't even there and like jammed some niggas from out the way. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know if the niggas kind of held involved or what, but like some shit happened up and then boom, you know what I'm saying? I got hit up, right? So the experience was nuts. It's like I saw the whole thing like coming from afar. It's like, I was there that same day, November 14, 2001. I was there. I was on the balcony, looking down the balcony. Mm. I was at homeboy's house. Homeboy said, yeah, I'm in my mom's house. Hey, break it down. I'm in my mom's house. Mommy's house. Mommy's like, I'm like, mommy, I'll be right back. You know what mom said? She's like, no, leave. No, go nowhere. We are talking about you have work. No blood clot, go nowhere. Mm. See? I'm like, yo, mom, just cool now. Be back right now. Be back just now. 2 seconds, mom. Don't watch none. I love you, mom. Don't worry. She's like, no. Stay home. She's making oxtail rice and peas, which is one of my favorite dishes.
Yeah. See?
So I'm like, yo, mommy, don't worry. But them boys upstairs are linking me on my phone saying they have like some dumpling and what's it called? Their saltfish and this and that. But I wasn't even going up there for that. Yeah. I was going up there because there was 1-2 girls up there and I wanted to go see what's going on up there, right?
Mm.
So like, boom. So I left and I was thinking I'm coming back like quickly. So I went upstairs, boom, boom, saw these dudes. I'm like, yo, what's going down? What's up? Right? They're there. Boom, I go on the balcony. They give me a plate of food. I'm like, yo, give me a small dish. Mommy got some grub down there still, so it's gonna look at 1-2s.
Yeah.
So I got a little small dish, whatever, box that. Went to the balcony. I'm looking off the balcony. I'm like, you're lying. I'm like, yo, I'm on there. Look at this. I'm like, these niggas are here for you guys because I know what these niggas did. I'm gonna say something certain to me. I use my colors, right? I'm saying, well, fuck all that. And they put it on no one like that. But yo, I didn't think it was gonna lead up to that. Right? I was kind of pissed off that they did that because I found out the way I found out. We're not gonna get into that, right? But yo, I'm looking off the balcony and telling these boys, listen, and like, yo, look.
And I just want to get to. I don't want the details so anybody gets incriminated. You know,
right.
The moment that it happened, like, what happened right before, fam?
So right before it happened, I'm getting to that point right now. I'm on the same day right now. So I'm looking off the balcony and telling these UTL, bro, yo, them boys are down here for you guys. Look at that. Who them boys coming inside the building? Who them boys are there? Right. Anyways, I go downstairs. I leave. I come back. I go back inside the spot now. So I'm in the building. Boom, I'm in with my boy. See, I don't know who he is, right? So I'm with my boy now. Inside the building, I'm heading to like pop the door. My wife's saying, yo, don't pop the door, don't go in the building, like, go to the jungles, go to the block. And upstairs, I got a fist, and I got a 380 upstairs right now, and I'm this age upstairs, and my body armor upstairs. So I have it, you know what I'm saying, got my strap. So I'm thinking to myself, you know what, let me feel like I'm so super Dave and try to, or Superman, and like try to like beat this bullet right now. I'm pushing to get my two things, and if there's a problem, I'm not liking the vibe right now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? The vibe was weird, so whatever, I just bust the door, boom, boom. The youth behind me, the same youth I'm talking about, came out of nowhere, boom. Walk in the building, boom, go inside the alley with the same youth now, boom, in the alley now. Seeing boom, the floor, we're in the alley, he presses his floor. So I'm like, all right, boom, I'm not even going to press my floor yet. I'm not even going to do that yet. See what I'm saying? So he presses his floor, boom, he presses whatever floor, boom. The alley opens up, and he tells me to hold on. So I'm like, what? The fuck is he telling me to hold on? What? Me hold on? What the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
Right? So boom, I look out the thing there. I'm like, what? I'm like, shit, nigga. I'm like, what up? I'm like, I know my boy. I'm like, my boy that was standing there. See my boy standing there behind him with a big suitcase. I just saw the fucking balcony. Right? So I'm like, yo, what the fuck is there? See, so I look at, I see my boy standing there and behind him is a suitcase. I'm like, yo, walk on. So you're good? I'm like, shit, nigga, long time. He's looking at me. He's not talking. I'm like, yo, what? So this nigga tried to grab me, so I snuffed him, boom, and then I took off, and then boom, that's when I heard it, boom, and then it went off, and then that's when it went, got a popper, right? So running on the hallway, boom, shot hit my back, boom, still running, boom, run through the fucking door, boom, so my Timbs are loose, boom, running down the staircase, right? Boom, behind me, bum, 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 boom, shot hit me, hit my arm, boom, running down, boom, 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 right? Boom, shot in my stomach, boom, shot in my torso, flew me on the fucking landing. So I flew me on the landing from like fucking, I was in three. So I got the three, and they flew me from in between. Oh, you have three and two. Mm-hmm. So they flew me onto two, right?
Mm-hmm.
So flew me onto two, boom. Ah, I'm like, fuck. I look up.
And you're still moving?
Am I still moving? Now I'm teed up. They hit me and rocked me.
Okay. Hit me,
knocked me in the corner, right? So I couldn't walk. I was mush up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Last shot, that's a fourth shot, right? So hit me, knocked me down, boom. I dropped in the corner, boom. Right? And then I look up, I turn my head to where I was running from. I turn my head to see who's looking, who's following me, seeing? And I look up, and all I see, dog, is the nozzle of the AK-47, dog.
Mm.
I'm like, shit, boom. And it goes off, boom. See, and like, and then, you know, from there, it's like, yo, dog, everything was just went pitch black, dog. I was looking down a tunnel, and, like, down the tunnel was all these fucking rainbows, dog. Seriously, I'll never forget that shit.
Mm.
All these rainbows, like, you know, the rainbows on, like, the church,
mm-hmm.
the different colors on a church, like the glass. I see all that. I'm like, yo, shit. Boom. Boom, I come back. Ah. I'm saying I come back. Boom. See them niggas. Boom, they ran off. Ooh, boom, got up. I went for help. Slid down the stairs. Ah. Oohs and bloods and spitting on my mouth, spitting on my teeth, spitting on my gums. Face opened up. See my face on the wall. This, that. Marsh up, peel up. Crawling on the stairs. Ah. I just took four from the 7.62, you know. Okay, every time I'm on a staircase, 7.62, five of them. You know what I'm saying, dog?
Damn.
So, like, put that together, bro. Add that all up, dog. You know what I'm saying? Add that all up, dog. You know what I'm saying? Took five of them, coming on, hitting on the stairs. 7.62, Broski. You understand what I'm saying to you, right? So I'm happy to be alive today, bro.
You know what I'm saying, dog?
I went through all that. I got up. You know what I'm saying? Went through the struggle, went for help, boom, all by myself, homie. And I kept myself up for the whole time. When they say, yo, don't sleep, I didn't sleep. Kept myself up for the whole time. You know what I'm saying, bro?
Wow, so nobody helped shit. You? Nobody
what do you mean?
Saw
no,
you,
no,
fam?
No, come on now. I got up. You know what I'm saying? I came down the stairs, boom, boom, opened the front door. Everyone went into the second floor hallway, knocked on the 1-2 doors. One woman opened the door. She looked at me. She screamed. She said, oh, my God. Boom. Shut the door.
crawled over
to the next door in front of me. Boom, knock on that one. Boom, 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 boom. See, they open the door. And they're like, alive, Marky. The person knew me from Jungle. The next person that I knocked on is a woman from Jungle. And she knows who she is. Tell her I love her, dog. Tell her, yo, thank you for that, man. You know who you are. I love you. You know what I'm saying?
She'll hear this when it drops.
She said, don't worry. She called the boy, right? She called the ambulance, right? She called the ambulance, and the ambulance came about, you know what I'm saying? And the ambulance came. It came pretty quick, too. And I'm there. I'm just laying down on my stomach, and I'm like, you know, feeling tired. And I'm like, yo, honestly, I feel like I can just go to sleep, dog. Because, you know, when you're tired, you just want to go to sleep. It feels good. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if I wake up, the plane will be good.
Yeah.
Nah, nigga. Sleep is a cousin of death, baby. If I ever went to sleep, I wouldn't have woke back up, nigga.
Back.
See? Stay awake. Don't go to sleep. Boom. I'm staying awake. Fighting at her. I'm fighting every shot, every pain. Staying up. Right to the hospital. Boom. They put me in a 1-2 cords. Boom. I was breathing normal. I'm like, wow. I'm alive, baby. I'm coming back, dog.
And how long did it take you to recover?
Holy, dog. Like, I'm talking about, like, almost. The hospital was my new spot, dog. I was in the hospital for, like, over, like, a year and a half, 2 years.
Damn.
Dog, they're talking about I could never be able to walk again. I won't be able to talk again. I won't be able to do this and that. I'm like, what? Fuck that. Like, your mommy passed the wheelchair, passed that on that walker right there. Boom. Got up. Boom. Cried. Stretched my back and cried at the same time. What do you mean? Talking about, oh, just laying the bed, don't move, what? Are you crazy? I got up. Even though it hurt, even though I cried through the whole pain, I did it, and I formed my back, and I'm blessed now. Alhamdulillah. What are you talking about? You know what I'm saying?
That's a blessing you're alive,
God
man.
God is great, broski.
God is great all the time.
I'm not lucky. This is blessed, broski. This is blessed, dog. I'm talking this blessed, bro. I'm not here on this earth for this, dog. This sentence or this life. Broski, I didn't even do this. These bodies of mine, I didn't even do them, dog. They got it all twisted. Everyone's all lost.
We'll definitely get to that. I want to go chronological order, right? So
let's get it.
During that time, did you already start rapping?
So before that, we're doing rapping in the hood, right? Like, you have, like, me, Truth, Lux, Sir Man, you know, in the hood, the RP Troop, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's Sir Man in the hood.
Mm-hmm.
I used to, like, beatboxing, like, in, like, the buildings and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? And you know, write poetry in class and put it all together, you know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, poetry is one of my favorite subjects growing up. So, like, yeah, I always had that, like, gift of, like, being really poetic, you know what I'm saying, and putting the music format and reciting that properly, you know what I'm saying, so you can understand, so you can recognize, baby, you know what I'm saying?
So,
yeah.
Now, you know, there's also another gentleman that's a big part of your story from, you. Did you ever see that TVO documentary?
I heard about it.
So, from what you heard, they have Mayhem Moriarty's name very intertwined in that. And before we get to him, as far as the whole story here, with the rapping part, you guys started linking up and started, like, you know, going towards the rap shit. There's that infamous video with you, him, and a few other fellas that, you know, with the music video behind the scenes. What was going on around that time? Like, were you were really going for the rap shit?
Yeah, man, like, honestly, like, it's crazy because, like, I moved from the hood and I went from West Road, she went down, I had to go to Scarborough and Scarborough for a bit, and I got to do my thing out there for a bit in Scarborough. And, like, Mayhem Moriarty hit me up on Facebook and he's like, yo, bro, what's going on, man? You still rapping? And I'm like, yeah, I'm rapping. Just me and my broski, too. Even me and my blood brother, too. We're doing our little thing, like, in the house on the computer. We had our own, like, studio kind of thing. We're, like, we're actually making, like, some hard body tracks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm like, yeah, I'm doing my thing. Da, da, da. I'm like, he's like, yo, you got to come down. Come out here and see me, dog. It's been a long time. So, you know, I got in contact back with him like that. I went back out to drums and then I pulled up. And I'm like, yo, what up, what up? I'm like, yeah, you know. And then, you know, he's like, yo, bro, I need you, you know, I need you around, you know, this is a rap shit, you gotta get it popping again, you know, it's been a long time, bro, we've been on, and like, yo, we've been on, and this day, you know, the regular, typical man, where are you, like, this guy, you know what I'm saying, so, like, that's it.
Yeah, man. So,
like, what do you want me to say? What do you want me to say? Like,
I just elaborate more.
You know,
no. I just wanted to get that, like, how you guys linked up in the first place, because it's a big part of the story, fam. Again. Right.
Okay. So let's get to the shits. All
right. Right. Because they have so, you're saying that, like, fam, they have you on four bodies, bro.
Okay.
So, like,
I understand that.
It was a very controversial and very highly publicized case that was going on
corrupted
back in
case. Corrupted. Hey, don't forget that word. Put that corrupted. Case right there, corrupted. So I can't break it down to me. The public don't know it.
Yeah, explain it to us now, so we can get to, like, the ins and outs of the story now. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. What do you want? You want me? Let me go back to Mayhem Moriarty, Kevin Williams. Let me show you something.
Because
from the jungle.
Sorry to interrupt you, but from the documentary, they're saying the first thing happened. It was on his birthday.
Yo, listen, hear me out. Rest in peace to Mike James, Courtney Facey. My condolences. Sorry what happened to their families, but I ain't do it. Okay? That's what I got to say right now. Okay? There's never, ever no gun in my hand. There's never, ever anybody said I did it. There's never, ever, this guy never, ever put the caliber weapon in my hand. There's never, ever no proof. The analysis of the scene, whatever. I feel like you call those guys, bro.
The ballistics
him,
guys.
He said, yo, it's impossible.
The forensics.
Huh?
The forensics.
Yeah,
guys.
Forensic. He's like, yo, he said, like, it's impossible for Mr. Moore to maneuver this staff that can be driving and kill two people like that with a handgun and driving and shooting this way. And this, it's impossible. You know what I'm saying? For them to with that tactic. There's never no GSR, no gun found on me, no DNA, no nothing, no nada. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I was in the area and I was in the whip and I seen what happened. That's what I gotta say, dog.
So that's that. But then they, like, fam, in my documentary, they, you know what I'm saying, and from my research, they put the name, they put the title serial killer on you, bro.
Well, I guess when you're over like two or three or four bodies or whatever they call it, I guess you're a serial killer. I'm a serial killer. I don't praise you, fam. Mark Moore, fam. Don't get it twisted, be who's the fuck serial killer? Bullshit.
So
that's why you guys all fools out there, huh?
So, with the whole Mayhem element now, right? Because that was a big thing that went down in the scene. It's kind of, it crushed his career with him ratting on you in court.
The phone's in the cut in like three minutes, right? So, like, I gotta think about how you're gonna do this.
Oof, Are you going to be able to call me back?
I'm going to call right now.
We love hip hop.
Listen to the sponsors, Diamond Club, with delivery all over the GTA and now all across Canada. They got the best selection of flower, edibles, and pens and all types of goodies that you need. You can find them on their Instagram page, DiamondClub_Canada, or you can find them on the 7 Days of Weed app as well as the Leafy Things app. Let them know that you heard about them through the We Love Hip Hop Network, and they may give you a discount. Big salute to Diamond Club. Cheer! Okay. I was worried we might have to chop it into a 2-part series type of thing. You know what I'm saying?
No, dude, don't worry about me, man.
The story was just getting crazy just now. So, okay. Everything's happened, right? And they have you arrested. And you're going through the court system and stuff, right? But like I said, with the whole story, there was, you know, an informant in the story via Mayhem Moriarty. So what are your thoughts on that before we even get into that a little bit more?
Test a lion? All that test a lion shit that you know, saying that he did, you know, to get himself, you know, out of his, you know, whatever problems, whatever crimes, whatever shit that he possibly done, whatever him and the police, whatever that deal they worked out, you know, towards me, you know what I'm saying? Whatever fuck he did to get himself out of this shit, dude, you know what I'm saying? That I shouldn't be involved in right now, you know what I'm saying? I just want to say like that. You know, I just feel like that's just a lame-ass, weak-ass move, you know, and I'm saying, I know Mayhem, Moriarty, Kevin Williams, let's just say Kevin Williams. I know that guy, you know, from when I was young, B, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, yeah, talking about like since I was like 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, you know, growing up in the hood, we all grew up in Jungle, B.
He was a friend of your older brother.
Yeah, he's my older brother. My older brother's age group, right? So, like, but it's not even like that, but even though he was older than me, too, like, he looked up to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was all this shit about, like, I did shit to impress this nigga. That's nothing I'll be hearing, too. Like, yo, come on, B, like, yo, I had the money. I'm the presidente, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm getting them, like, come on, B, I'm the one that had the X-Fi. I'm the one that had the big chain, 250 of money. I'm the one that had the house out there buried in Scarborough. I'm the one that had the two whips. I'm the one that had the links and the this and the that. It was me. You know what I'm saying? So, like, come on, bro. Like, I don't need to go around and go shooting people for no reason, bro. Like, I was getting too comfortable and too good. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry for what I did. But, you know, I take accountability for what I did. I robbed the jewelry store, though. I did do that, actually, too, still. You know, and I take accountability to that, too. You know what I'm saying? It's my bad. And I told the victims and them, you know, sorry for that, too. You know, but that kind of helped me on my career a lot, too, big time. You know, I had some wealth before that, but that helped me out big time, give me a big raise, you know, and, like, you know, me and certain people, you know, took the thing together, we broke bread together, we're all good, we had paper. But, like, I don't know what happened with these clowns, man. This guy started moving, like, weird and shit. Like, I don't know what's up, man. Like, I guess money made these niggas go crazy or something. I don't know what it is, but all I know is, like, I was maintaining my composure, being the man I was supposed to be, and I was supplying the hood and giving a certain man certain things when they needed, if needed. You know what I'm saying? And I was trying to break bread and feed my family. That's all I thought about. I never thought about murder or to hurt anybody or to kill anybody. It's never ever the intention. The intention is to big bread, baby. You know what I'm saying? Get this cure and get this contract signed and keep it pushing. Go live comfortably way out. Away from this nonsense, dog. You know, away from this bullshit. All this bullshit that's been going on out here. Let's show this, all this shit. We don't want to be around there. We don't live like that, right? But we were in the hood at the same time. But we weren't trying to do that, even though we're in the hood. You know what I'm saying?
So, but like, personal, you know, not to pocket watch, right? But this is past the stat, and, you know, you were already convicted for this. Like, how much did you guys get at that jewelry store robbery?
Oh, man. Like, estimated. Be a whole bunch of Benjamins, man, like a whole bunch to be hit the lotto on that stuff. And honestly, I'm not going to give you an approximate price, but I'll tell you right now, it's over $500,000.
Jeez.
Same plus.
Jeez.
See what I'm saying? So it's over half plus, and I'm not going to say approximate price. I'm not gonna say what number.
Just a round number, you know what I'm saying? Number. Ballpark figure.
Yeah, right.
Right? So
yeah, over that number there.
One of the things that they're saying in that documentary, right? Or that Mayhem was saying in the documentary, and it's kind of got under everybody's skin in the city, is that he would have never said anything if he had gotten broken off right from that robbery. Big Stoop is Steven Hot Grabba with a variety of different grabba flavors and dispensers. They got red rose grabba, that red herring grabba, and peanut butter. Hit them up on their Instagram page, Steamin' Hot Grabba, and use the code WeLoveHipHop and receive a discount on your order. Again, you can find them on Instagram, Steamin' Hot Grabba. Now let's get back to the show. Cheer.
He's a liar. You know what's crazy, dog? That nigga got the same amount as I got. I maybe got 5% more than what he got. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, it was my flex. I took him. I took this girl. I put them on. So we got, like, 5% more than he got. But this nigga got bread. This nigga was even rocking a cost in team 20, almost like a $25,000 watch on his wrist. You know what I'm saying? He had money. He had bread. What this nigga do with it, I don't know. Well, I never heard a lot of things about this Kevin Williams guy, you know, back in the hood, how the boys in the hood, and I'm talking from my hood, jungle, used to, like, sometimes they said, gotten for one, two things with a couple guys punched him out and robbed him, took his shit from him, and, like, did this for him, and that's why he has that missing teeth in the front, you know what I'm saying? Because a man punched him out and knocked his teeth out, took his quarter pound in the hood. Like, this nigga been raising, this nigga's a hood nigga. I was out in Lake on Scarborough in a nice house. I came to the hood to go check this nigga. This nigga's still in Metro housing, getting welfare, dog, taking the bus. Bummy ass fucking Kevin Williams. This is what we're talking about here, okay? You're telling me he put me on, and he did anything for me, and he's doing anything for me, and I didn't break my heart, put the nigga off well good. Enough for him to move out the hood, and to go, him and his girl, to move out the hood, for him to go buy some vehicles, one, two vehicles, and to chill, to be low-key, bro. See, when you want a firepower, I give him firepower for free. You know what I'm saying? And he was good. You know what I'm saying? So I'm always being greedy. When you want the whole fucking pie, well, I can't eat too. Like, what up? Like, you gotta break your bread, gotta break bread properly. What you do with your bread, dog? Give you some bread. What you do with it? Not into that, dog. Not into no informant thing. I'm not into that. Buzz my name, fuck my name, because I'm not into that. The cops know who they did. They went to me. Listen, let me tell you something. These guys went to Mayhem first, the boy to me. They went to him first and said, yeah, listen, I can show you the paperwork, but I have it over here right now. They said, listen, you're going down. I'm suspected. And my name's never being called. I'm in the bin for something else different.
Because you were already apprehended before any of that.
Right, before any of that, I was already apprehended to do my own thing or something else.
Yeah.
So, boom now. What's the call there? So, two's, where was I going with this now, man?
Yeah, so, the boy them hit him up first. And
the boy hit him up first.
And your name wasn't even in the thing yet.
Not even in the thing. I wasn't even involved in this. They're like, you have a suspect or the motive, you're a suspect for the double homicide on Western Road. The motive goes to you, and there's a motive, bro. There is a motive, and it goes to him. There is a motive, bro. There's something that happened that day, okay? And it's on paper, and it's in court, and you hear it from the jury, okay? It's in the ITS police records, and I have it right here. Documents from the Whiteham, okay? That something happened that day, and I guess those two kids Western Road, and those whatever problem they had with whoever they had it was connected to Kevin Williams, right? That was his boy. I didn't know who these guys are. And apparently, these guys are from Vaughan Road and connected to the Vaughan Road Bloods too, or some shit like this. Do they have him there, right? Yeah. I don't know about this, but anyhow, they went to him. They found their motive and went to him. Okay, so they went to him and started asking him questions like, "Yo, you're from Double Homicide. You know, we don't have nobody else, and like right now you are a suspect, but we did hear of a guy named Prezi. Who's this Prezi guy? Who's he?" And he's like, "Oh, Prezi? Prezi's like one of my boy. He's like one of my friends. He's like my boy, you know?" They're like, "What does Prezi do?" "Oh, you know, Prezi, you know, here and there has a couple of guns, you know, this type of gun, this whatever, right?" So, and they're like, "Okay, so what else? Did Prezi do any murders?" He goes, "No, Prezi didn't do any murders." Did Prezi ever tell you he did any murders? He goes, "No, Prezi never ever told me he did any murders." He's like, "Why?" He's like, "Just asking, because, you know, there's a double homicide here right now, and you only have you, and you're going down for it. And if you're telling me that there's no Prezi, then it's you then, right? So you're going down for it. So, you know what I'm saying? So you let us know what's up."
They flipped the script.
Can you believe this shit, Doc? That's the most crazy corrupt movie you ever make. Is that corrupt or what? It's like you have the suspect, the person that you, bro, listen, you're going to the person that you're saying that did it, that you're saying that did it. You're with him, you have him, but you're trying to get him to not take responsibility for it and become a witness towards me and then frame me for it. That's fucked up, bro. That's how the system is right now, B. That's a lot of men. A lot of men get wrongfully convicted still in the law. Where you believe that? I'm saying I'm one of them individuals right here. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, baby.
That's crazy. I'm saying,
but anyway, you just went to him, and they're like, either you tell us some more crazy, or you're gonna go down for this. And he's like, oh, I don't know, some more crazy. Crazy didn't tell me nothing. Nah. So they're like, all right, here, take my card. They're like, you're going back to the jail. He's in the jail for failure to comply, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's a breach, right? So like, you're gonna go back to the jail. And they called him in. I guess they called him into the police station or something, right? But whatever. Like, you can go back to the jail. We're gonna come and arraign you in court on the murder charges, and you're gonna get charged, okay? And so let us know. Here's the card. If you wanna call us, let us know anything. Then the man went back to Maplehurst. He's on the range, general population. Yeah, they're on the range, general population, all the dogs. See? So you're doing this thing on the range, you're there with the man, and it's so bad. No, the man decides to do some weak move. And what he does? Break back, jellyfish. The man goes on the phone and calls the boy and says, yo, I need to talk to you guys about something.
Wow.
Yo, I need to tell you about something. So, like, the boy didn't come. I thought he was going to tell the boy the truth. You'd go tell the wife the truth, right? But so the wife comes and sees him, all right? He meets him a whole bunch of shit. He's like, you know what? Yeah, I think Prezi told me he shot some guy over here, and I think Prezi shot this guy over here, and yeah, Prezi had this type of gun, and like Prezi had this type of gun, and the thing that he's saying is not even cooperating with the scene, not even cooperating with the ammunition on the scene. Like, for instance, this guy said he saw me. Murder, okay, rest in peace, my James Quincy Facey, was a 40 caliber Glock, okay, in court, on stand, live and direct, throughout his whole testimony in court, right? And said 100% he saw it was a 40 caliber, he saw the gun in my hand and everything, and then I always had a 40 caliber Glock, and he saw it, and he held it, and he knows it's 40 caliber for sure, and he seen it that night and everything. He was 110%. So my lawyer said, let me ask you something, why was the whole scene littered with 9mm ammunition? So you're not even him, push that far in my hand, not even him. So all they wanted was him. So if he's out of the equation, there's nobody else. The rest of my case is all police officers.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying, Doc? Or like other witnesses that said they saw a shooting, like someone drive by, like not identity witnesses that could actually say identity thing, I didn't do anything. And I wish there was a witness that actually saw properly, because yo, then you don't know. That would have been yo, it wasn't more, it wasn't crazy.
That's a crazy thing, bro. To bring it full circle, right? You've been gone since 2012.
I've been 13 years. I've been 13 years now, dog. I live a long time, so you know, 13 piece, dog. You should see me, man. I look like I'm 20 years old. I make these young boys look stupid.
Well, you know, jail preserves you, bro.
You know what?
Jail preserves you, too. Jail preserves you.
No, I preserve myself. You know what I'm saying? I preserve myself.
Yeah, what are you doing in there?
They're shaking it. Yeah, I see some niggas in there that are young and are shaking it. Like, they can't handle it. You have a strong mind, strong mentality. You'll stay focused, me.
Facts.
And I'll be optimistic and know the future is still going and you're still going to hit that future. You're still going to get that dream that you're dreaming to receive. You know what I'm saying? No matter what goes, no matter what happens, me. I don't stop, man. I just keep looking for it, and I'm gonna hit that. I'm gonna hit those. I'm gonna get over those walls. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna get out of those bars, get out of those gates. My freedom's gonna be secure. I'm gonna be out there. You know what I'm saying? So like, I just keep the optimistic and optimism, and just stay focused. That's what I do personally. You know what I mean?
Let me ask you something, because you did pop back up on the media at one point, right? On CP24, right? They did a news story because you were on a website, Love After Lockdown.
Love After Lockdown. I was not Love After Lockdown, but I did some shit. I did some stuff for like Inmate Connect or something like that.
Inmate Connect, yes. Sorry, I'm confusing. Love After Lockdown is the name of a TV show. Inmate Connect is a website. So were you successful on the site, fam?
Say who?
Were you successful on the site? Did you pull a thing off the site, bro?
Actually, no, I didn't. You know, I didn't actually pull no woman off the site stuff. But it was actually a decent. Like, I had a lot of women like write me and try to holler at me like enough times, right? But I didn't pull no one off the site. Like, actually, like it's crazy because this beautiful woman that I used to date, you know, when I was on the outside, right? Like, like her, like she saw me on the news and saw me on the site and shit like that. And she's like, well, not actually saw me. I said, well, something in the news, because obviously it was broadcast on the news and shit like that. So yeah. She saw on the news or in the paper, not on the site, because she was telling me, right? And she heard that I was in there. So she's the one that wrote me, and I reached back, got back in contact with an old, you know, female, you know, friend. Well, we were getting it popping, you know, we were twerking, doing that thing together, right? Mm-hmm. But like, we weren't as serious as we are today, right? So like, yeah. And then she came back into my life, and then they started dating her ever since, right? And that's, we've been blessed together ever since, and there's history behind it, right? So yeah.
That's blessed. That's
thank
blessed.
Thank you very much, baby girl, for watching now and looking out for me. No, you hear me right now.
And you're not in Ontario any right now, neither. How many places have they shipped you to over the years, bro?
Man, courtesy of CSC, man, they shipped me around the world. I have amazed. I went to BC. I went to like Edmonton, Alberta, out there. I've been to like Quebec, obviously Ontario. I've been to, right now I'm in the Brunswick. You know what I'm saying? So like. Yeah, I'm saying that's where I'm at right now. So
New Brunswick, Jesus.
The Brunswick, right? So I don't want to see no letters. I don't want to see them. Actually, I'm joking.
No, fam, listen. I think like
I'm joking.
I think you underestimate how much people want to hear from you, bro. Like your story goes down in Toronto history, fam.
I know, dog.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why I chose to do this, because I'm like, you know what? I'm like hearing with all this shit. Like people see me, like, you know, crazy. You're a real individual, dog. Like people talk this shit, bro. And they meet me like, yo, fam, what? Yo, bro, we love you. You're a realist. Like anywhere I go, any population I go, I'm blessed. Like don't try to get at me and around me or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? No one doesn't want that smoke and all that. You know what I'm saying? And there's real niggas everywhere I go too. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's like, it's just, I don't know, man. I'm here, bro. You know, like, I decided this, my broski brought this to my attention. I'm like, you know, broski, yo, you're right. So I decided to bring this and say, you know what, let me just do this and just do it off of the strength, be. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, there's a lot of foolishness going on out there and a lot of, like, propaganda, a lot of talk, this and that, that needs to be addressed, baby.
What do you have to say to, like, you know, you mentioned earlier with the tune, with the Griselda Blanco tune from, why is the name escaping me right now? From Pengs and Tutu, right?
Hey, I don't blame you, dog. Trust me, I know why it's escaping you, but let me fix that. CLE, right? Them boys? Well, let me tell you something, though, dog.
No, but, like, I don't want to diss them, but they're not the only people who have mentioned your name in rhymes. Like, your name has become... it's a part of like a few raps out here. You know what I'm saying? What do you have to say to like people who have maybe a misconception about you? You know what I'm saying?
Man, like I was gonna say, how you gonna talk about someone you don't know? Like just break it down like that. How you gonna talk about me? You don't even know who I am. You're talking about me off of what you heard. Now is that right? Now is that even right? Is that right for you to talk about something that you heard that you don't even know is true? What are you, a fucking puppet too, like the rest of them? That's what I say. Anyone that's jumping on that wagon, you're a puppy. You know what I'm saying? Because no one could tell me or convince me about anything. See what I'm saying? I got to see shit at face value first. That's the definition of a, you know, seeing a goon and a goblin and a presidente. Differences. You know what I'm saying, bro? I'm a boss. No one could tell me nothing and how to move and what to think and how to do it and how to do that. Nah, none of these guys. I know how society is right now. All the manipulation, all the lying, all the propaganda, all the rumors. I know what's going on out there right now, B. You know what I'm saying? The 40 laws of power, all that shit, like manipulate, like throw a rumor out there and watch them spread it. You know, watch everybody hate it. And you sit back and you say, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, look at the rumor I started. It's not even true. Look at this, yeah. Everyone hates him now. Yeah. Everyone's a puppet now. Yeah. Right? Is that how it is?
Well, this is what we're here for, right? We're like I said, when we spoke behind the scenes, like, you know, I'm always here to just get both sides of the story. You know what I'm saying? The media will have their one side, and I've interviewed other people in the past that I've, you know, got to get their side of the story. So, you know, this is what we're here for. You know what I'm saying? To just give an unbiased opinion on the things that are going on. You know what I'm saying?
Respect that.
So, in closing, like, like, what do you got going on? Like, as far as like, are you trying to make music and stuff? I know to be having like little studio setups in different institutions and stuff. Like, have you been trying to get at that? Like, what's new and what's moving forward for Mark Moore?
Okay, let's just go back to CLE. Okay, so we're gonna go to CLE, right?
Mm.
So I want to say, like, yo, honestly, them boys, you know, mad respect to them, dog, for their career and their jump start and whatever they're doing with their career. But yo, let me tell you something, baby. You know what I'm saying? Using my name for clout to jumpstart their career, all that shit, and don't even know who I am. Remember, when I got shot, it was 2001. These kids weren't even born. You hear it? Mm. They weren't even born. So what are they going around talking about Presidente's face shot? What are you talking about? You never hit me up, baby. What are you talking about? What are you going around saying all that shit? Like, you hit me up. Like, you're responsible for me. You never hit this nigga up. And ever since then, I was 17 years old. Ain't never, no, ever, any individual ever touched me again.
Mm.
Since then. You hear it? So what are these guys talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like, they got to fix that. Fix their story. Keep my name out their mouth. In fact, I heard that CLE boys, I heard they're linked up with the young boys from my ends from Jungle. I'm an original junglist, OG. You my unks, man. You know, people from my ends are like OGs from the hood. They won't find that acceptable for them to be doing that. You know what I'm saying? That's just real disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate it, them boys. You know what I'm saying? If y'all hear me right now, you know, I have the courtesy and all this. You know, do your thing, man. Leave my mouth, man. Leave my mouth, your mouth. You know what I'm saying? If you want to do a little feature, you know, you want to hear something, you know, you want to spice your track up. You know what I'm saying? You want me that hard. You know what I'm saying? From the realest, you don't know all of your boy, man. You know what I'm saying? We got to cut that shit up. Stop capping, baby. Keep it real. You know what I'm saying? Stop using my name like that. You know what I'm saying? All that clout shit, all that jumpstart shit, all that shit. Stop it, please. All right? Just go keep it. Heard these niggas. Yeah, I'm hearing these boys opened up at Scotia Bank Arena on the stage with a Presidente's face shot track. What? I heard that. I'm like, yeah, what?
Well, you got to understand, Prezi. You got to understand that Griselda Blanco, which is the song, is one of the biggest songs in Toronto rap history.
And we got to thank for that. We got to thank for that. Presidente, I'm telling you right now, the one who spiced that whole track up. I'll tell you that right now, baby. Hey, in fact, you know, I should get some of that commissary. Tell them boys, yo, send some of that commissary for calling my name out, baby. What up? I need it. Need to get out of prison, baby.
Listen, I don't know if you know, man, because you've been locked away for a while and like you're not even here in Ontario. Like, the scene is mash up, dog. Like, those, like, a lot of the guys, like, you know, young guys from your hood locked up. I'm not sure about Tutu's, but Pang's, he might be in a halfway house right now. He might have just came home. You know what I'm saying? Right. From like 2 years ago.
Sorry to cut in. So just that shit in jail about that faggot shit in jail. Just that right there.
Okay. Yeah, because that's one thing I see floating around on the Reddit. Thank you for the reminder, right? I've seen that floating around on the internet, man. Talk to us about that.
Honestly, man, fire, more fire upon a body boy. You hear what I'm saying to you, dog? Who's a body boy? Who saw me doing a body boy antics? All I know is that I'm in the Don jail. I'm doing my time like any regular individual do my time. Earn the place. I was a big dog on the range. I was popping. My hair is waved up. I'm Presidente. Just hit the bing. All the bitches are on me. All the seals are on me. Mm. Seals, I know you guys hear me. You guys are all, everyone was on me. I was a man. When he was pumping, I'm seeing around the whole building. What are you talking about? Presidente. You know what I'm saying? Making certain niggas look small. You know what I'm saying? Niggas didn't like money. All the news every day. Presidente, the music video, this, that. And then, like, I'm doing my thing in the rain. This white boy, I'm like, beat him up. And then I went to the hall. I'm in the hall myself. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing my thing. And Miami. And yo, Miami. And yo, the CEO, Miami, he works in the Toronto software. And I hope you heard me, nigga. Remember? When you came to my cell, and you're like, yo, in the hall, when I was giving myself, you knock on the door. And what'd you say to me, dog? He said, yo, what them boys talking about up there? I'm like, what? What them boys talking about over there? What are you saying? He said, what them boys talking about that you don't have sex with another man down here? I'm like, what? Are you stupid? You see me right here. I'm like, you see me right here, you fucking dumb. I'm like, man, you cut that shit out. You dumb? Look at me right here, dog. You see me? That's not happening. You know, we talking about? He's like, I know, that's a lie. And they come telling them niggas, that's a lie. Don't be lying on the niggas' name like that. That never happened. That's word. No one ever seen that. No gardener ever seen that. No one ever seen that. That never happened, broski. No one saw that shit, dog. Go, who? Yo, it's me, nigga, Presidente. Who saw that? Come out. Come on and say when you saw that. The day, every time when you saw that, who I did it with, your name, everything. Come on. Hey, yo, it's me, Presidente. Let the truth tell you, bitch ass niggas. Yo, bro, I'm telling you, that's how I salted my name. Because they're hating, baby.
That was
that's
from back then?
That's one of the laws of 40 laws of power. That's one of the laws of 40. I don't like, yo, nigga, I don't like men, eh? I don't even like men, bro. I'm telling you that right now. You see me, I'm surrounded by women all day, every day. I'm the black you have no. Okay, bro? Like, the black Hugh Hefner, bro. He's like, real talk, like, this. When every time I hear this, it drives me nuts because I'm like, yo, no one could come to my face and bring those thoughts or punch in your face. Straight up. In the being, too. Like, you can't come to my face and bring those thoughts. I don't do those things. I don't flex like them. My mom never raised me like that. There's no one in my family that's like that. That's a rumor, bro. That's not true. And Allah knows. And God knows. Almighty knows that's not true, bro. If I'm lying, I'm dying. Word up, broski. I don't know what else to say about that, but that's a lie.
No, man. I'm glad you cleared it up, man.
Hey, you can maybe go lick that guard. That guard, his name is Miami's one known guard.
I'm just a podcaster. I ain't touching nobody.
Hear me out. Toronto South, right? Let's go see where he got that information from.
Listen, fam.
Go to him now. Yeah, where you get that information from?
You'll be surprised.
Online, we're gonna see where it's going to end. It's going to end to nowhere, to nothing. You want to put money on it, baby? Come on, bro. Cut that faggot shit. No, we don't move like that, B. We fucking all day. Yo, in fact, I got pussy juice on my dick, so let's fuck my girl, my wife, what day on PSV. 5 days, baby. What up?
And for the people...
Start jerking your dick.
For the people who don't know what PFVs is, that's private private family visits, okay?
Yeah.
People, when you get privileges. And, you know, this is also just for your character, too, because... You know, for you to be able to get private family visits, that means you're doing better in life. You know what I'm saying? Things are looking up.
Brother, my life has changed so much, man. Like the way I am, like, I'm not involved in shit, bro. Like, I don't do drugs. Like, I'm not involved in gang shit. Like, I'm not involved in the abortion institution, the politics, the rate, the this and the that, right? I'm not involved in, like, all I do every day is, like, I go to school, I train. You know what I'm saying? I'm well advanced in school, too. Like, I train a lot. You know, I just do my programs, 1-2 programs, stay focused, realize, keep myself. I write music still. Like, I have a whole lot of music, man. Like, a whole lot of music. I work on a book about my life. Working on a movie script about my life, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think my life is buzzing, like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I want to put it all in perspective. So that's what I've been doing. I was working on myself, man, bettering myself and, you know, changing and trying to, you know, stay focused and close to God, you know what I'm saying, bro? And being humble. You know what I mean? Just, you know, that's what it is, bro, you know? So, like, I just don't like when I hear bullshit. You see how I get when I hear bullshit? I get so pissed off. Like, fuck off with the bullshit, bro. Like, it's just like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, where this come from? Like, this fish talk all of a sudden, like, all of a sudden, like, you know, he's a fish now? Holy, you guys try to call me a rat. It didn't work. Like, shit, man, the rat talk's not working. Fuck, man. Shit, man. Fuck. People still like it. People are still fucking with it, man. And then they try to make up that fish talk. And it worked a little bit, but not for long, because it's fading away. Slowly, and it's gone. The truth is going to come out, baby. What up? Come on, man. Cut that faggot shit out, B. You don't move like that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, listen, man, we got the words from the man himself, Presidente. AKA Mark Moore. Yo, brother, I really appreciate you having this conversation with me, man. You don't understand, like, I did a documentary piece on you myself, and it got a lot of views, but there were some people in the comments that were like, nah, B, that's not how it happened. So to be able to speak to you, you know, directly, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Hey, this one's in a hangout right now.
Well, listen, fam, we got it, fam. We got the story, bro. So, you know, we'll talk real soon, man.
Yo, the phone cut off now still.
Well, thank you for that, brother, for linking me with him.
Okay. So when are you going to post that?
I'm going to start with a clip, and then give me about 2 weeks, and then I'm going to post the whole thing.
Okay, I just text me because I want to watch it, you know?
No, I got you for sure.
All right, done,
no,
brother. Yeah,
done, no, brother. Respect.
Yeah. Done,
no,
yeah.
Yeah, man, we got it. We didn't even have to do a two-parter. I was about to say El Presidente. Sorry, Presidente, aka Mark Moore. You know what I'm saying? We got the story from the man himself. All right, make sure to hit that like. Make sure to hit that subscribe. Big salute to the sponsors, Diamond Club, as well as Steam and Hot Grabba. Yeah, man. We doing some journalism out here. We off of this. Deuces.
We love hip hop.